Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 79, The Mad Tea Party. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 79 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. So, how many of the Walt Disney World attractions have you done? Alright, maybe it's easier to ask this way. How many have you not done? Well, as of June, my list of missing attractions got one shorter. And because of that, I finally have an audio memory I can share with you for this attraction. Today, we're going to catch a ride on the teacups, or more formally known as the Mad Tea Party in the Magic Kingdom. This memory was first requested by Alex back in April of this year. Alex wrote, "Can you do a podcast on the Mad Tea Party? I like that ride, especially when you get to go early in the morning when the park opens and you're one of the few people on the teacups. I would really like to hear the music of the full duration of the ride and the part where Alice comes on and says all the safety instructions." Of course, as always, I tossed the podcast idea out to the social media world to see if there were other great memories people had of riding the Mad Tea Party. This time on Facebook, we heard from two new people. First, Alicia wrote, "That was the first ride my dad took me on and one of my daughter's favorite rides. My parents also went with us, three generations on the same ride." And then Tina wrote, "Took our son for the first time last year and he rode it four times. Loved it. I had to confess to Alex, and now to you, but at the time, I had never been on the teacups. I've been by there many a time, on my way between Tomorrowland and Fantasyland, but never actually stopped by to catch a ride on this classic attraction. There's a part of me that was afraid I might get sick, but also mostly because my family would definitely get sick who I was traveling with, so it's never really been an option. Thankfully, when my trip to Orlando came up in June, I was pretty sure I was going to be able to spend some time in the Magic Kingdom by myself, and that would definitely lend itself to a ride on this classic attraction. So I programmed my choice attractions into my custom lines itinerary to make sure I would not miss it. I arrived in the evening and caught a few rides around the park. As the sun went down, the lights came up and the park revealed its magic. I caught wishes from my favorite place to watch them on the bridge to Tomorrowland, and as it ended, I was pretty easily able to slip back into Tomorrowland and around to the teacups. The wait was almost nothing, and we'll join this memory as I'm walking up to the ride and getting into line. We'll wait our turn, and then we're on. Our memory today is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on now. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we go for a spin on our own little teacup.
Thank you.
As always, Alex, thanks for your request. And thanks to all of those who liked or commented on this memory. If you'd like to read more of these comments, check out our social media sites. And feel free to leave your favorite memories there for all the others to see as well. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr, and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, Google+, Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click on the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. There you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to click on the affiliate links on the website for other great information that help also really help support this show. Some of these funds have already gone to the purchase of this new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recording. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.